欢迎继续锁定 Radio 7.4 聪微柳私房拷贝，又到了我们今天研学英语的时间了。我们 Jessie 今天呢，我们将继续的和 Susie 来分享这一部2001年的动画片《怪兽电力公司》。
Hello everyone, I'm Susie. Today we will share the last part of the film Monsters Incorporated.
说到呢，由于一次意外的失误，怪兽电力公司的明星职员萨里居然把一个人类的小女孩带到了怪兽的世界。因为实在没有地方藏啊，萨里和他的好朋友麦克把这个小女孩带回了家，这可让麦克急坏了。
How can I do this? I'm gonna be so stupid. This could destroy the company.
The company? Who cares about the company? What about us?The thing is a killing machine.
两个人商量了半天之后呢，萨里决定啊，第二天带这个小女孩回公司，把她送回人类的世界。
Now look, what if we just put her back in the door?
What?
Mike, think about it. If we send her back, it's like it never happened. Everything goes back to normal.
第二天在公司里呢，麦克碰到了一直是他们为敌的 Randall。Randall 已经知道了这个小女孩跑出来的事情，并且呢，他要求麦克在当天中午12:30之前偷偷的把这个小女孩送回去。
You see that clock?The big hand is pointing up, and the little hand is pointing up. The kid's door will be in my station. But when the big hand points down, the door will be gone. You have until then to put the kid back. Get the picture?
Randall 可没有那么好心，他并不是来帮忙的。原来呢，他在布的房间里啊设了陷阱。当 Mike 走进那扇门的时候，被 Randall 装进了箱子。
Randall tries to kidnap Boo, but kidnaps Mike by mistake.
看到了这一幕的 Sally 带着 Boo 跟踪而去，发现了一个秘密的地下实验室。
In the basement, Randall reveals to Mike he has built a torture machine, the scream extractor, to extract children's screams.Which would make the company's current tactics redundant.
I'm about to revolutionize the scaring industry. And when I do, even the great James P. Sullivan is going to be working for me.
Well, somebody's certainly been a busy bee.
First, I need to know where the kid is.And you're gonna tell me.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
正当 Randall 拷问 Mike 的时候呢， Sally 赶来了，救出了 Mike， 并且和他一起找到了公司老板 Waternoose， 向他报告了这一切。
He is trying to kill us. This whole thing is Randall's fault.
Randall?
Yes, and we can take you to a secret lab, which is right here in this factory.
How could this happen? How could this happen? Does anyone else know about this?
No, sir.
Good.This company can't afford any more bad publicity. Now, before we do anything else, let's take care of the child.
看上去 Waternoose 呢，对于 Randall 正在进行的秘密试验的确是毫不知情啊。他也担心这件事被捅出去之后呢，会给公司带来非常不好的影响。
他不无担忧地说道 ,This company cannot afford any more bad publicity. 公司不能再有任何的负面消息了。那这里面 Waternoose 用到了 bad publicity 这个名词短语。Publicity,publicity, 它的本身含义是指公众信息或者是宣传，而 bad publicity 则指负面宣传或者是负面影响。
He is trying to kill us. This whole thing is Randall's fault.
Randall?
Yes, and we can take you to a secret lab, which is right here in this factory.
How could this happen? How could this happen? Does anyone else know about this?
No, sir.
Good. This company can't afford any more bad publicity.Now, before we do anything else, let's take care of the child.
Waternoose 呢，一边安抚着这个 Sally 和 Mike 啊，一边露出了他的本来面目。没有想到的是啊，这个 Waternoose 和 Randall 竟然是一伙的。
However, Waternoose is revealed to be allied with Randall and excels Mike and Sally to the Himalayas.
Oh, I never thought things would come to this. Not in my factory.I'm sorry you boys got mixed up in this, especially you, James. But now we can set everything straight again for the good of the company.
Sir, that's not the door.
I know. It's yours.
的时候呢，这个 Waternoose 啊还假惺惺的安抚 服萨利，说真是很抱歉啊，没有想到把你们俩，尤其是你这么一位明星员工，卷进了这么一件事儿里。
接着他说道 ，Now we can set everything straight again。现在我们要把这个事情处理好才行啊。那这里他用到了 set straight 这个词组 ，set somebody or something straight， 它的本身含义呢是指纠正、澄清或者是弄明白。例如我们可以说 ，The substance cannot be implemented unless the process is set straight。方法不对就没有办法达成目标。那另外呢，我们也可以说 ，After making a mistake, people should apologize to setting things straight with others。犯错之后，我们就应该道歉，把事情向对方说清楚。而在电影当中呢 ，Water News 用到了 set everything straight， 也就是把所有的事情都纠正了，也就是都处理好了。
那到底是怎么个处理办法呢？原来 Waternoose 啊为 Sally 和 Mike 准备了一扇门，把他们扔进了门里面。门的另一面可不是小孩子的卧室了，而是白雪皑皑的喜马拉雅山。
No, 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 no!
Too late! We're babbling! We're in the human world! Oh, what a great idea! Don't zero tell Waternoose. Too bad he was in on the whole thing!All you had to do was listen to me. Just what? But you didn't. You're still not listening.
看起来呢 ，Water News 啊，从一开始就很清楚 Randall 的秘密实验，他们俩是一伙的，所以呢，得知了内情的 Sally 和 Mike 就被放逐到了遥远的喜马拉雅山。Sally 和 Mike 这个时候明白了，他们再也回不到怪兽的世界了。而正当两个人濒临绝望的时候，碰到了一只雪山怪兽。
The two are taken in by the snowman, who tells them about a nearby village, which Sally realizes he can use to get back to the factory.
You want to go to the village?Okay, rule number one out here, always, no, never go out in a blizzard.
We need to get to Boo.
Boo? What about us? Ever since that kid came in, you've ignored everything I've said, and now look where we are. Oh, we were about to break the record, Sully. We would have had it made.
None of that matters now.
None of it matters? Well, wait a second.None of it matters?
虽然 Sally 的这句话呢是伤了 Mike 的心，但似乎现在呢 Sally 已经顾不了那么多了，他只在乎那个人类的小孩。
Sally heads out, but Mike is thinking that their current situation is Sally's fault. Out of disregarding his advice, refuses to follow him.
Okay, that's no, good, great. So now the truth comes out, doesn't it? Sally, what about everything we ever worked for?Does that matter? Huh? What about Celia? I am never going to see her again. Doesn't that matter? What about me? I'm your pal. I'm your best friend. Don't I matter?
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry we're stuck out here. I didn't mean for this to happen.But Boo's in trouble. I think there might be a way to save her if we can just get down to that...
We? Oh, we? No. There's no we this time, pal. If you want to go out there and freeze to death, you be my guest. Because you're on your own.
现在萨莉是非常的焦急呀，尽管外面正在刮着这个暴风雪哈，但是萨莉仍然表示她要到山脚下的村庄里去找办法呢，回到怪兽电力公司。
萨莉一再说我们要怎么样，我们要怎么样，而麦克实在是听不下去了，他说到 There's no we this time, pal. 这次没有我们这个概念了，伙计。If you want to go out there and freeze to death, you be my guest.如果你愿意出去被冻死的话，随你便好了 ，because you are on your own， 因为现在你只能靠你自己了。显然 Mike 不想再跟他一起干了。那么 Mike 刚刚用到了一个短语，就是 be my guest。这个短语呢是一种非正式的用法，表示请自便。那么跟它含义相同的词组呢，我们还可以接触到有 help yourself、suit yourself、as you please 和 as you wish。那在后面呢 ，Mike 说让 Sally 靠他自己，也就是 on your own， 而 on one's own 就表示凭靠自己的能力，独自的或者是单独的去做。例如我们可以说 ，Success in study mainly depends on one's own efforts， 学习主要靠自己的努力。
Okay, that's no good, great. So now the truth comes out, doesn't it?
Sully, what about everything we ever worked for? Does that matter? Huh? What about Celia? I am never going to see her again. Doesn't that matter? And what about me? I'm your pal. I'm your best friend. Don't I matter?
I'm sorry, Nigel. I'm sorry we're stuck out here. I didn't mean for this to happen. But Boo's in trouble. I think there might be a way to save her if we can just get down to that...
We? Oh, we? No. There's no we this time, pal. If you want to go out there and freeze to death, you be my guest. Because you're on your own.
尽管不想抛下这个多年的老朋友 Mike, 但是 Sally 呢还是在风雪之夜乘着自己制作的雪橇到山脚下的村庄里去了。
Returns to the factory and rescues Boo from the scream extractor.
但是 Randall 怎么肯善罢甘休呢？他追上了萨利，和他打了起来。
You don't know how long I've wanted to do that, Sullivan.
关键时刻 ，Mike 也赶回来了。
Mike returns to apologize to Sully and inadvertently helps him defeat Randall in a fight.Randall pursues Mike and Sully as they race to the factory and ride on the doors heading into storage.
在怪兽电力公司的这个仓库里啊，可是储存着成千上万扇各种各样的门，而 Sully 他们呢要找到属于 Boo 的那扇门，把他安全的送回去。
Boo's laughter activates the doors and allows the chase to pass in and out of the human world.After Boo conquers her fear of Randall to stop him from pushing Sully out of an open door, Sully and Mike trap Randall in the human world using a door to a southern trailer park.
Randall 被困在了人类的世界里，并且被当成鳄鱼受到了追打。而 Sully 和 Mike 也终于找到了 Boo 的卧室的那扇门。
Okay, Boo, it's time to go home. Take care of yourself and be a good girl, okay?
当麦克打开门，发现门的另一端什么都没有，这个时候大家才意识到工厂里已经停电了。
Oh no!
The power's out! Make her laugh again!
Alright, I gotta move here. It'll bring down the house.
Oh, sorry, she didn't see that.
What? What'd you do? Forget to check if my stupid hood was up, you big dope?
Uncle Mike, try not to yell in front of her. You know, we still need her to laugh.
What?
其实在这两天呢和布相处的这个过程当中啊，麦克已经发现了，不仅这个人类小孩的尖叫声会产生能量，而且孩子的欢笑声也可以，所以萨利现在要求麦克赶紧啊做一些搞笑的事儿，让布呢可以笑出来，这样呢他们就能够获得能源启动那扇门了。
对于搞笑，麦克还是很自信的。 I got a move here that'll bring down the house. 我有个动作肯定能让人笑破肚皮的。那这里呢他用到的 bring down the house就专门用来指那些一个非常精彩的演出，可以博得满堂大笑或者是喝彩，类似于我们中文说的笑翻天了。
就在 Mike 想尽办法逗着布笑的时候啊，流水线突然启动了，布的那扇门快速的移动起来，萨利和 Mike 带着布不得不紧紧的抓住了门。
What's happening?
原来呢，这是公司老板 Waternoos 在进行操控，他要把那扇门调到厂房里，要 CDA 的人抓住 Sully 和 Mike 他们。
Waternoos and the CDA send the door back to the scare floor.
The door lands in the station, cut the power. You'll have the child and the criminals responsible for this whole mess.
Sully 和 Mike 当然不会束手就擒了，他们想到了调虎离山的计策。
Mike distracts the CDA while Sully escapes with Boo and her door while Waternoos follows.
Sullivan! Sullivan! Give me the child! Give her to me!
Sully 终于启动了系统，打开了门，把 Boo 送回了他的卧室，但是 Waternoos 也跟了进来。
I think we stopped him, Boo. You're safe now. You be a good girl, okay?
This has gone far enough, James.
She's home now. Just leave her alone.
I can't do that. She's seen too much. You both have.
It doesn't have to be this way.
I have no choice. Times have changed. Scaring isn't enough anymore.
But kidnapping children?
I'll kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die.
And I'll silence anyone who gets in my way. No!
之前我们已经知道了这个 Waternoose 和 Randall 是一伙的，他们想绑架人类的小孩，强迫他们不停地尖叫，以便最高效率地收集这个尖叫声，也就是能源。而 Waternoose 此时还辩解到说 I have no choice， 我没有办法呀，因为时代变了，我们原来的那种工作办法呢已经不能够收集到足够的尖叫声了。
而且他也向 Sully 坦白了自己的计划，他说道 I'll kidnap 1,000 children before I let the company die， 在公司倒闭之前我要绑架1000个孩子，也只有这样才能救公司。那最后呢，他还恶狠狠地说道 And I will silence anyone who gets in my way， 而且任何挡我道的人，任何阻止我计划的人，我都要杀人灭口的。那这里面呢Waternoose 用到了 silence 这个词，我们都知道这个词呢一般用作名词表示沉默或者是寂静，那么同时呢它也可以用作动词表示使某人不说话或保持安静，但在电影当中它则是另外一个含义，表示杀人灭口。 To silence someone means to kill someone in order to stop them revealing something secret.
I think we stopped him, Boo. You're safe now. You be a good girl, okay?
This has gone far enough, James.
She's home now. Just leave her alone.
I can't do that. She's seen too much.
You both have.
It doesn't have to be this way.
I have no choice. Times have changed. Scaring isn't enough anymore.
But kidnapping children?
I'll kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die. And I'll silence anyone who gets in my way. No!
Waternoose 能够说出他的这个邪恶计划呢，看来他觉得啊，这个事态已经在他的掌控当中了。但是出乎萨里和 Waternoose 意料的是，他们并没有回到布的房间，而是误入了公司培训新员工的模拟人类房间。
Waternoose is tricked into confessing his plan to kidnap children in the simulation bedroom and is arrested by the CDA, although Waternoose blames Sully for destroying the company.
What are you doing here? Take your hands off me. You can't arrest me.
I hope you're happy, Sullivan. You've destroyed this company. Monsters Incorporated is dead. Where will everyone get their scream now? The energy crisis will only get worse because of you.
CDA 的负责人001号此时表明身份，他说自己呢在怪兽电力公司已经卧底2.5年的时间了。
She has been trying to prove there was a conspiracy at Monsters Incorporated.
现在到了分别的时刻了，布将被送回自己的家里，而那扇门也将永久的被毁掉，这意味着萨里今后再也见不到布了。
Now, about the girl.
I just want to send her home.
Very good. Bring me a door shredder.
What? You mean I can't see her again?
That's the way it has to be. I'll give you 5 minutes.
在怪兽电力公司呢有这样的一个规矩啊，就是说如果他们认为呢在门的那一端，在人类的世界，那个人类的小孩如果特别的危险，对怪兽世界是威胁的话，他们就会毁掉这扇门，也就意味着再也不会接触到那个危险的小孩了。
所以怪兽公司呢才会用到这样一种机器，就是 a door shredder， 一个碎门机 shredder， S-H-R-E-D-D-E-R， 它的本身含义呢是用来表达食品的磨碎机或者是碎纸机。那么当木门被放进这个 door shredder 之后，就会被压成碎片。
这个 CDA 的负责人001号呢给了萨利5分钟的时间让他和布告别。萨利把布送回了他的卧室里，布拿了很多自己的玩具送给萨利。想象得出啊，经过这2天的相处，此时的萨利对布已经是很有感情，很不舍得了。但是萨利不属于人类的世界，他终究要和布告别的。
Nothing's coming out of your closet to scare you anymore, right? Yeah. Goodbye, Boo.
Kitty.
Kitty has to go.
按照001号的要求呢，这扇通往布家的门被那个碎门机永久性的销毁了。
None of this ever happened, gentlemen.
And I don't want to see any paperwork on this.
怪兽电力公司的老板 Watermoose 被带走了，看起来公司也支撑不下去了。
I'm telling you, pal, when that wall went up, you should have seen a look on Watermoose's face. I hope we get a copy of that tape. Are you alright? Come on, pal, cheer up, we did it! We got Boo home!
Sure, we put the factory in the toilets and, gee, hundreds of people will be out of work now. Not to mention the angry mob that'll come after us when there's no more power, but hey, at least we have some laughs, right?
麦克宽慰这个萨里说啊，虽然你看我们确实啊把这个公司搞得倒闭了，但是在这个过程当中我们的确有不少的欢乐，不是吗？听到了 laugh 这个词啊，萨里似乎受到了启发，不光是人类孩子的尖叫声能够被收集起来当做能源，笑声不是也可以吗？
Sully becomes the new chairman of Monsters Incorporated, and thanks to his experience with Boo, he comes up with a plan to end the energy crisis in Monsterpolis.
就这样，工厂终于复工了，大家开始逗孩子们笑，并且把笑声收集起来。
The monsters now enter children's bedrooms to make them laugh, since laughter is 10 times more powerful than screams.
而麦克呢也不再是萨利的助手了，而成了一个收集笑声的高手。
Great job, Mikey. You filled your quota on the first kid of the day.
Not bad, huh? You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
Yeah, and the fact that laughter is 10 times more powerful than scream had nothing to do with it.
看起来萨利的战略是很成功的，怪兽电力公司的业绩呢现在是节节攀升。
Months later, Sully's leadership has greatly affected the company's business plan and productivity.
公司没有被他毁掉，反而是更加的欣欣向荣了。萨利当然很高兴，但是他呢现在仍然会时不时的想起布。萨利的黯然神伤当然也看在了老朋友 Mike 的眼里。
One day,Mike takes Sully aside to show him Boo's door, which he rebuilt from the shredder debris.
Hey, Sully!
Hey, Mike. I was...
Listen, if you got a minute, there's something I want to show you. Okay, close your eyes, follow me. Come on. No peeking!、
Mm.
Keep coming. Come on. And follow the sultry sound of my voice. Okay, stop. Open up. Ta-da!
Mike, is that...
Sorry it took so long, pal. It was a lot of wood to go through. You know, it only works if you have every piece.
Sully 一直小心收藏着门上的一块小碎片，现在呢，该是他派上用场的时候了。
Sully has kept the last piece as a memento. When he puts it in, the door activates and he enters to find Boo in her room.
Boo?
怪兽电力公司这部电影呢，在2001年上映之后是大受欢迎，不仅好评如潮，而且票房成绩也是相当不错的。
It finally reached $74 million, standing as 2002's third highest-grossing film and the third largest U.S. animated feature of all time in the country, behind Toy Story 3 and Finding Nemo.
在这部影片上映之后呢，过了12年之久，影迷们才终于等到了它的第二部，一部前传电影《怪兽大学》。
Monsters Incorporated saw a 3D re-release in theaters on December 19th, 2012. Its prequel, Monsters University, directed by Dan Scullin, was released on June 21st, 2013. The prequel's plot focuses on Sully and Mike's studies at Monsters University.Where they start off as rebels, but soon become best friends.
那明天节目当中，我们就将和 Susie 来分享这部《怪兽大学》（Monsters University）。如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video， 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com. I'm Jessie. See you tomorrow.
I'm Susie. See you tomorrow.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.Language is not knowledge. Language is habit. 接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台 Going for gold. 主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。 一起学起来。大音精华，声系天下。北京人民广播电台公益广告。冬季用火，不要在灶台附近放置易燃物品。家长教育小孩，一定不要玩火。冬季安全用火，享受美好生活。
还有收音机吗？
你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
I'm feeling sexy and free.